Is it time to sell? Maybe just time to thin the herd a little bit. Maybe the vintage bug gave you a bite that now has you looking around your house wondering where you're going to keep all of this. In this video, we're going to look at three places to sell your vintage stereo equipment, how to get top dollar, how to figure out how much your equipment is worth, and I'll give you a couple tips and tricks on some of these that I think you're going to want to know before you sell. This is going to be a lot of fun. Definitely stick around. Here we go. And for those of you out there that just want to know where to get top dollar for your equipment, three words: eBay, eBay, eBay. And with any product you sell, the goal really is to try and get your product in front of as many eyeballs as you can. So being eBay is a world market and your equipment is somewhat rare, you need to find that person that is actively looking for what you are selling and willing to pay top dollar. And the best way to do that for sure is eBay. The other nice thing about eBay is everybody pretty much has access to it. It's free to sign up. It's pretty much free to list your item. You just pay eBay a commission if your item sells. So even if you live in little Des Moines, Iowa here, you can post your piece of vintage electronics on eBay and possibly sell it to somebody even in Japan. And with all the upside to eBay, there are some negatives. There is a trade-off. First off, eBay is going to take anywhere between 15 to 18%. Also, there's a good amount of work that goes into listing on eBay and that you need to make sure you know the model number, make sure you're describing it exactly how it is. Another one, shipping. This is the biggest hindrance with eBay. When you are shipping a heavy receiver or a delicate turntable or a set of speakers, you really want to become a master at packing, because there's definitely an art form to packing this stuff in order for it to handle a 10-foot drop, which is most likely what's going to happen. It doesn't matter if it's UPS, USPS, FedEx, all of them treat the packages the same way, which is get it from your house to where it's going as fast as possible. Because if you don't package it correctly, there's a huge chance that the purchaser is going to get a box that rattles around like it's got a bunch of marbles and matchbox cars in it. And I think this is something a lot of people don't think about. If you just go out and create an eBay account, you post up a $1,000 piece of equipment and you wonder why nobody's bidding on it or buying it, it's because you don't have a previous track record of selling vintage electronics. And that goes a long ways with giving the person buying it peace of mind, knowing that you described it correctly, you know what you're doing, you've packed and shipped them before. That gets built into that price. There's something to be said for a reputable eBay account that has a long track history of selling exactly what you're buying. Another thing you want to be conscious of, especially if you're selling a unit as working as intended, you're on the line for that piece of equipment for 30 days after they receive it. And if they put in a claim 2 weeks later saying that the item's defective or it's not working correctly, you have to pay to get it shipped back to you. And this makes selling vintage electronics on eBay very difficult. The other option would be to sell it for parts or repair. However, you're not going to get top dollar when you do that. I don't know if this happens a lot. It happens enough that some sellers secretly mark their equipment or pieces inside of what they're selling to keep from somebody buying their working piece of equipment, taking the part out of it they need, claiming it doesn't work, and sending it back with their broken piece inside of yours. It's never happened to me. Remember, it's the internet, and the internet brings out the worst in everybody. I am definitely not trying to scare you from selling your items on eBay. I think it's a great marketplace. You just really got to know what you're doing, and you need to be careful. And that's really just kind of a trade-off for being able to get top dollar for your piece of equipment. You definitely can be very successful there. I've sold a lot of things on eBay over the years, and I made a lot of mistakes selling things on eBay too. So I would definitely recommend starting off with some lesser value pieces before you jump in and start putting your prized possessions on eBay. There's a trick to it. And the next suggestion, and maybe the sweet spot of your three options, would be selling it locally and selling it via Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. And I think really the biggest determining factor to whether or not this is going to be a good option for you is, where do you live? There's a big difference between selling something in New York or selling something in Jamaica, Iowa. It's actually a real place. And the positives for selling your equipment on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, there are no fees. You don't have to pay a percentage of what you sell it for to either of these companies. It is very easy to list. It's very easy for the potential buyer to contact you. You guys can talk about price. You can talk about the condition. And it just makes the listing and a lot of other things opposed to eBay very simple. And also because of a lot of regulations in our IRS, you need to watch how much you sell on eBay because it's tracked. So with Facebook and Craigslist, it's kind of under the radar, even though you should definitely claim it as an income and pay your taxes. And another positive to this option is once they've come over and looked over the item, asked their questions, looked it over, you know, they own it. These are handshake deals. There's no warranty or guarantee implied through Facebook or Craigslist. It's kind of the wild, wild west. The nice thing about Facebook is it is attached to their account. You can leave reviews. There is some accountability there as opposed to Craigslist, and maybe one of the reasons why Craigslist has really been in decline for so long. So as the seller, this does alleviate any of the burden on you as far as that unit continuing to work for any given period of time. For those reasons, it might be worth maybe taking a little bit less than top dollar, not selling it on eBay and just selling it local. A lot of that depends on where you live though, once again. And after I go over some of the negatives of selling local on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, I got a couple tips for you. And I've got three pretty big negatives. And the first one is definitely people coming over to your house. They're going to want to come over and listen to the piece of equipment. This isn't something you can meet up at the Walmart parking lot and check out a set of speakers or a receiver or anything like that. So they're going to want to come over and listen to it. You're going to have people in your house that you don't know and you might not like. Two, you're going to get the online hagglers, the people that sit on their couch and they think negotiation is a sport, and you're going to list an item for $400. And the first thing you're going to get in your inbox will be, will you take 200 for it? Will you take 100 for it? Will you take 250 for it? And if you don't shut that down right away, you're going to be on your phone all night negotiating a price for something that they're not even going to come over and check out. It's very annoying. And it happens almost every single time. And nothing burns me up more than this one, to the point where it really pushed me to open up the store to avoid this problem. And that is scheduling people to come over to pick up an item or see an item, only to get a message a half hour before you're supposed to meet up saying they can't make it, or they don't tell you at all. And you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs, waiting for them to show up to buy your equipment. That one about sends me through the roof. And I do have a couple tips for you on this one. If you are going to sell on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, police stations or public buildings with atriums and outlets are very happy to let you go there and power up the equipment, test the equipment. A lot of people don't realize this, but this is definitely a really nice alternative to having people come over to your house or meeting them in a dark parking lot. Have them meet you at the police station or have them meet you at a public building. Our tax dollar pays for those buildings, use them. And another one you got to watch out for are the scammers. You know, it's the internet. And nothing really pisses me off more than people taking advantage of people that aren't maybe tech savvy. And so if you ever list anything on Facebook or Craigslist and you get a message saying they're out of the country, they're going to wire you the money or they're going to pay you through PayPal, and they're going to have a third-party shipping company come over and pick it up and ship it to them, just immediately flag them as a scammer. The thought of people falling for that scam and getting taken, it's really sad. And there are hundreds of testimonials of people that have gotten taken for this reason. So for me, it's either cash in hand or no deal at all. Don't even entertain those people. They're just trying to scam you. And speaking of scammers, if you were nice enough to leave a comment on one of our videos and you got a message saying that we want to talk to you or you won something and it's got our logo in it, but it doesn't say Skylabs Audio, that is a scam. You just got to be ultra careful on the internet. There's always somebody out there trying to take advantage of you. It's unfortunate. It's just the way it is. And then the last option we're going to talk about would be secondhand stores, kind of like mine, or record stores, or even maybe even pawn shops. And there are definitely some nice things about this option, and that is it's the least amount of work you're going to have to do. You know, with everything, there's a trade-off of time versus money. And with taking your equipment to a record shop or a secondhand shop, most likely you're going to be able to walk in any of their open hours at your convenience, hand them your equipment, let them test it, let them look it over, and make you an offer. And they might be able to buy your entire collection, records, CDs, stereo equipment, you name it, all in one place. You negotiate a price, you get cash, and you leave. It's done. It's over. There's no shipping. There's no people coming over to your house. There's a lot of positives to selling things this way. And that is, you get to keep your time. On the flip side, you're not getting anywhere near top dollar. You're getting below market value because that shop owner has all of those built-in expenses. They have to be able to make money on it, obviously. Some people forget that, but that's another story. And that really is the biggest negative to this option. You're not going to get market. You're not going to get top dollar. You're essentially trading your time. You're able to unload the equipment very easily, very fast on your schedule, and keep your time. And that's really it. That's the only reason we're able to buy anything is people that realize that trade-off. They don't want to sell it online. They don't want people coming over to their house. A lot of people feel like they got their value out of this equipment. They want it to go to a good home. They'd like to get a little bit of money back out of it. And they're happy with that. They're going to go enjoy their afternoon and not sit on the couch and negotiate with people over a $50 item. And this is by far the most asked question we get at Skylabs. And it is also the hardest to answer. And that is, what is my gear worth? What should I price it at? And I've got a couple options for you. They're not perfect, but we're all in the same situation. And the best way to figure this out, again, is eBay. eBay is the Kelley Blue Book of vintage stereo equipment and really anything that's used and rare. The best thing you can do is go on eBay, put the make and model number of what you're trying to sell in the search bar and see what they're selling for. And definitely click the sold button so you can see what they've actually sold for. The next thing you need to do is go through all of the ones that are available and go through all the ones that have sold and try and find your piece of equipment in the same condition as the one that was sold. This is where it gets impossible. Considering we're dealing with equipment that's, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old, maybe even more, they're all in different levels of condition. And so there's not going to be a carbon copy. This one sold for this, so this one's worth this. You have to take everything into consideration from where you're selling it, what's the condition it's in, has there been any service to the unit, and what kind of account sold that item or is listing that item. Because if they have an account that is specific to vintage audio and they have a track record of selling vintage audio, they are going to get more money than a seller that doesn't have any transactions regarding that item. And for a lot of people out there selling their equipment, this is really hard for them to handle that nobody can give them a definitive answer. You don't know how many emails, phone calls, messages we get asking what somebody's equipment is worth from other countries. I don't know your market. I don't know how many of them are there. I don't know what condition your equipment's in. There are so many variables that go into this that I don't even know how to reply. And I usually don't, because it's become so overwhelming that it would literally be a full-time job just replying to people asking what their equipment's worth. And I appreciate everybody watching. I appreciate all the interest in Skylabs, but there are certain aspects that I can't help you with. And valuing your equipment, I can't help you with it. Nobody can. You have to make a choice of how much time of mine is it worth to get top dollar? Because in order to get top dollar, you're going to need to know the market. You're really going to need to know how to sell it. And it's going to take time. It might take a year for your maker model to show up on eBay and get sold, just to give you a comparable of a ballpark of where you should sell yours. And if you have a selling tip or advice, maybe even a horror story of a transaction gone bad, put it in the comments. These were just my experiences with really selling across those three options. And helping somebody else is always a great thing, especially on the internet. And if you enjoyed the video, you got something out of it, there are great ways to support the channel that are absolutely free. You can hit the like button. You can share the video. Leaving a comment really helps the algorithm to push the video out to other people. And also consider joining our YouTube membership program. And we're even kicking off a Patreon, so you can become a member there. And if you don't want to do any of them, no problem. I appreciate you watching the video. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks. I need a drink. I hate this mug. It's like the most generic mug I've ever seen in my life. It just says coffee on it in really small words.